Welcome to In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM, Mount Zion's Missions, Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles, Apostle Dr. Lucille and Apostle Chris Baird, are absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in and look forward to sharing God's Word with you each week. Join us now and listen as our team brings you inspiring messages and uplifting truths.
Very blessed good morning to listeners in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard. What a wonderful day it is. We thank God for His mercies and His love and His compassion that He is renewing today. He has promised to renew every day His mercies and His grace and His compassion and His love to us. What an awesome God who keeps covenant. And we are also, you know, assured that He'll protect us and that He promises to be with us always, even to the end of the world. It's important that we also respond to God, that we love our God and that we serve Him, that we be faithful followers of God. And that, as we say this year, we pursue God, we pursue His presence, and we ensure that whatever we do, we put God in our business. So we're giving God praise this morning again for the opportunity to be able to come to you and share with you the Word of God. Today we're going to talk about what's happening in our country. We're in the height of campaigning and, of course, in the height of preparing for elections on the 11th of February, which is just about a few days away. And we're asking the Lord to give us guidance and direction as to how we behave on the campaign trail, on the platform, and when we go on the day to cast our votes, how we behave as well, and what we do. So we're going to be praying today for governance, good governance for this country, and that God will bring this country to a place where we all recognize Him as God.
Yes.
And we all recognize that without Him, we cannot do anything. And we will not just merely sing the Lord being a people's guide, but we will actually practice it, praise God, as a culture, putting God in our business, making sure that everything we do, that we allow Him to guide and direct our steps. Hallelujah. So that our paths can be straight, and that we can do well, and that we can be successful, and that we can impact lives wherever we go. I'm grateful for the men of God here, and of course, wherever they deal with us. I want to say to you, greet the people, Apostle Chris.
Good morning to everyone. What an honor it is to lift up the name of Jesus, to know as our King and our Savior. He's always there available to speak to us. And He cares about each of us to the degree that He will never leave us alone. You have to leave Him. We don't want that to be your reality. We don't want to be any of our reality. So we have to make a point to call upon Him when He's available. The more we call, the more He's available, and things will happen always. God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle Chris. Elder Andrew Octave, can you just read the people?
Blessing, good morning to my brothers and sisters in Christ and to all of you who are listening to this fantastic program.
Praise God. And of course, we won't leave you out, Reverend Gail. She's there smiling so sweetly.
Good morning, and welcome to In God's Glory. I pray that you will be impacted, changed, and transformed by the Word today.
Yes, and she put me on the spot last week. When people have been asking me, what's happening with this dog thing that Reverend Gail mentioned? So we have this dog. Her name is Precious. And by the way, she was given to me by another pastor. She was given to me by a pastor as a gift. And she's Precious. To me, I named her Precious because she was precious when I saw her and so on. But subsequently, she has not turned out to be the most precious dog in the world. But you know what happens to a mother and a child. It doesn't matter how bad a child behaves, the mother still loves the child. And my sisters came to visit me. And the older sister said to the younger one, wait a minute, come here and see this dog that she's calling Precious. This dog is too ugly to be called Precious. And my younger sister agreed. The dog was too ugly to be called Precious. But guess what? In my eyes, she's the cutest little thing.
Amazing.
She's the cutest
amazing
thing. You know, mothers love babies. And sometimes the babies don't look too cute. But mothers will love them. So Precious is adorable. But Precious is not the regular dog, I can guarantee you. So here's the thing. Precious, it's nothing that Precious will not chew up. Anything inside, Precious will chew up. And of course, if she gets it, and she is what you call the con artist of the world. She's an escape artist. She's escaped from everything we've tied her with. Why we tie her with whatever collar we give her, she breaks it and gets away. She chews it off and gets away. And then she gets away in the night. Trust me, in the morning, the whole yard is like a hurricane passed by. All the pots chew up. All the plants chew up. All the mud in the yard is just horrendous. And so, and then she chews all of the ceramic pots.
Yes.
She chews glass. There's nothing. She chewed the whole table top, all the legs.
Yes.
Goodness me. She ate a whole bag. When I told the guy from where to kill this, he couldn't believe, a whole bag of rat poison. One bag, every chunk. And I said, well, I have to get this dog to the vet. The dog and we are nothing. She passed out. Everything has green. Everything came up green. And the dog is still alive and kicking. So when I told the dog, the guy from the went to kill, he shook his head. He scratched his head. He scratched his head. And she's still alive. He said, when you give that dog that poison to, you know, to
rodent,
to the rat, the dog eat the rodent, the dog will die. So he can't understand what she ate a whole bag. I can only say she has a special angel watching up for her. That's all you can say. So, Reverend Gill laughed at my, she's laughed at my precious one. To me, she's very precious and very dear. And it reminds me of how God thinks about us. Even though we may not look well or behave the best, God loves us beyond all of the things that we've done and how we behave. And God will protect us even when we take a whole bag of the wrong thing. God will come by and protect us and so on. But I will not let Reverend Gill and her friends and colleagues in this studio, in the studio, laugh at my precious. Because as far as I'm concerned, she's a gift given to me and I will treasure her as a gift. Right? And she's not ugly to me at all. She's just good as. Somebody say, well, a pastor gave it to you, that ugly dog? Well, it does. But to me, she's still cute. And I love animals, so she'll always be cute to me. So let's get into the word today. Let's share word. We're going to continue to speak on our team that we have this year, team at Mount Zion's Missions for this year. In 2026, we will pursue God and establish our God-given kingdom legacy. And it has been such a blessing to us this year. God is blessing us through it. God is encouraging us through it. And we're seeing people's lives change. We're seeing people digging in. Last Thursday night, Reverend Gail.
Yes.
Last Thursday night at church. My goodness me. People, the services on Thursday night has been taking a different turn. A significantly different turn with the presence of God coming in. And the glory of God being felt upon the service. And the people. People are just digging in and worshiping and praying and seeking God and confessing and just having the presence of God, you know, blessing us and re-blessing God. It's just amazing. I think the more we pursue Him, the more He shows Himself.
Yes.
He's turning up every service as we pursue Him. We give Him praise and thanks for His love. Yes, you can still have the word of prayer. Whenever God blesses a ministry or a people, you will still have the word of prayer that will come to try to steal, to devour, to snatch, to create havoc. But what we must do is never lose focus, never stop our praise, never stop our worship, never stop looking to God as our, you know, the one who is directing our lives, the one who is head of our lives, the one who is our father, the one who is our friend, the one who is our facilitator, the one who is our healer, the one who is the fourth man in the fire, the one who's the commander of the army on the wall with a sword drawn. Praise God. And that's how He will be always as long as we pursue Him. What are we pursuing God for? We pursue Him because He's God. And we can't live without Him.
Amen.
Simply put, we cannot live without Him. And we want Him to direct our paths. We want to put our business before Him. We want God in our business. We want God in our lives. We want God in our schools. We want God in our homes. We want God in our communities. We want Him back in every area of our society. As we prepare to go to the polls on the 11th of February, we're not just going to vote willy-nilly. We're going to vote God's will. We're going to say, God, lead me. Guide me how to vote and who to vote for. And we're going to vote according to the will and purpose of God. We want to see this nation turn around. We don't want to see all your men being slain. The streets. We don't want to see more bloodshed in the streets. We want to see people return back to God. We want to see people return back to church. We want to see a community return back to that place of safety, that place where people felt comfortable and don't have to feel that if they're under this watch, like something evil is about to happen every time you step out, and the fear that people are under now, and that will go. we're going to vote and say, God, may the candidate that I vote for be a person of peace, a person that know you, a person that can serve you, a person that can say, I'm a man of God, a person that can say, I'm a woman of God, and God's will is first in Barbados. Yeah. And I will seek God for everything I do. It's not about intellect and education as much as it's about being guided by God. And we got to prepare ourselves to vote according to the will and purpose of God. Not willy-nilly anymore, praise God. So we're gonna say, God, direct us and, you know, lead us on, you know, in the way that we should go and guide our footsteps and guide our hands and direct us. One of the things that I'm concerned about as we continue to campaign, what I'm hearing, we're having people, you know, being derogatory, you know. Yeah, we can't have senior politicians that should know better speaking derogatory about our females, you know, and calling them names and stuff. I felt, you know, that was very disruptive to me, disturbing to me to hear that. And I felt disrespected and dishonored because I'm a woman. And I hope it's not the truth, because if it's the truth, that politician, you know, is really in a bad place. They need to find a place of repentance, you know, and not go back there. We don't have to be derogatory and dirty and disgusting to be, you know, to be a good politician. We can just do the right thing, you know, yeah. Just do the right thing and say the right things and behave the right way. And most of all, let the Lord guide and direct you. That's very important. And I like the fact that politicians are going to church. I'm seeing that in the papers that politicians are seeking God and going to church. But here's the thing. We don't want the church to be used as a place during campaigning, you know, and, you know, an election. We want you to come to church even after.
Yeah.
We want to seek God after. And we want you to show respect to the church after. And when you have a situation, bring the church in. And don't treat the church as a non-entity, a non-essential, like was done during the COVID. You know, treat the church in a place of, put her in a place of respect, because she represents God and her leaders are called and appointed by God. So not just go to church now because we want to get the blessings, you know, and we want the Lord to bless our party, we want the Lord to bless our campaigning and be successful. But let's go to God every single day of our lives.
Amen.
That's what we should do. And so, you know, church is not a convenience. Church is the place that God is there. And church belongs to God. Church is a place that we should always seek the help and the strength of God and support of God. Reverend Gail is going to read some scriptures that we're going to share on 2 points quickly, on points number 7 and points number 8. Points number 7 is we have to remember that we are empowered and authorized to fight to win. And number 8, we must always remember who is our captain and seek his directions.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, and I'm going to read 3 to 5. For though we walk in flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And then Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
Mm-hmm. Those 2 points, you know, to me are conjoined. Just talking about battles.
Yeah.
One is reminding us that we're powerful. Yeah. We are empowered. God won't let us go to battle unless he has equipped us. And equip us in battle to fight strongholds, pulling down, casting down, bless God, strong arguments, and bring every thought that's contrary to the will and purpose of God for Barbados into captivity, bring them into the obedience of Christ. And that's how the church must pray at this time. We don't only just pray, you know, for a good and safe election. We pray the mind and purpose of God. And so we pray that we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down every stronghold of the enemy. And this is a very opportune time, an important time for the church to be using all the weapons that God has given to her to pull down strongholds wherever they are, whoever we see them displayed from. Because we mustn't compromise. And we must make sure that we are nation lovers, love our country enough to want to see our country do well and to see every evil and negative that is displayed in our country cease, especially the spread of violence and bloodshed in our nation, you know, cease it and come to an end. Whoever is causing it, and every altar that is set up to bring negative to this country, we take authority over it.
In Jesus' name.
All of us ought to be pulled them down.
Hold them down.
Pull down every high thing.
Jesus.
Every altar is set up in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
and we
name.
Bring them into the captivity today. I bless God.
In
and bring them
into
the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right now.
We say it is done by the power of God.
In
Jesus'
name.
Because the church is empowered.
Yes.
To get the job done.
Amen.
We're not playing around with the devil. We know that he comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but God has given us power to cast down every high thing, everything that's been set up, every altar, everything that's set up. It's contrary to the will and purpose of God. It's contrary to the mind of God for this country that's doing its own thing. We bring you down. We cast you down. Every high thing we bring down, wherever it is, to whomever it is displayed, we bring it to naught in Jesus' name, because we are empowered to do that as God's servants. We are empowered to do it as the holy nation and the peculiar people of God. And then I like the second scripture and the second point that we have to remember. Point number 8. We must always remember who is our captain and seek his direction. The captain on the wall with his sword. Remember, he's Jesus, gentle Jesus, making mild for a lot of people. But I know that God was also a warrior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Christian for so many years, I've seen God as the mighty warrior, and I know he can move mountains, and I know that God can change things in a flash. And what seems impossible, God can make it possible in Jesus' name. And I know that God is never outnumbered.
Never.
Praise God. That with God, one person with God is an army. Mm-hmm. As long as you have faith and strength, one person, one can chase 1,000 with God. And two, we put 10,000 to flight. Today, that we are putting 10,000 to flight in this nation.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, by the power of God,
Lord.
Oh, bless God.
In the name of
as the
Jesus.
Captain of the host raises his sword on the wall of Barbados,
name.
We put 10,000 to flight of this nation. We say Barbados belongs to God.
Belongs
we return to the place that Jesus is honoring this nation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Jesus is set up as the king of this nation. That Jesus is not just an afterthought or a side note, but Jesus is our primary focus and our primary God in this nation. And we stop playing games with God and serve him with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds and all our spirits in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless the name of God.
Amen.
So every bird of prey that will come against the will and purpose of God,
drive
these nations, we drive you
away. We drive it away.
We cast you down.
In the name of Jesus.
We cast out every high thing
right
come against the mind and the will and the purpose of God for the election.
Jesus' name.
At the polling station, we cast you down.
Yes.
Anything that is contrary to God to that polling station, we cast you down.
Yes.
Amen.
We cast out every altar in Jesus' name is set up. We bind you by the power of God. We say you are destroyed in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you. Only the will and purpose of God will prevail in these elections in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
we call it done by the power of God.
In Jesus'
we say amen.
Amen.
We say amen.
Amen.
We say amen. Bless you, Reverend Gill.
Praise God. This is a very sober time for us in this nation. One of the things that, as believers, we think of in that we are political leanings as a believer. We are in this world, but not of this world. And therefore, our political leanings should not supersede our biblical stand and our ability to hear what God is saying and do the right thing.
Yeah.
In this country, we need the level of democracy that we had back then. And we know for sure that God is going to bring that. We, in this country, as elections are being prepared, we have to stand as Christians and declare that God is sovereign.
Yes.
Sovereign in this campaign, sovereign over the elections, and God is sovereign over whatever government comes to being in Jesus' name. And we have to stand up and voice our opinions, but do it with the understanding that we are walking according to the will and purpose of God. Mm-hmm. And pray for the soul of this nation.
Yes.
Not pray for a political party, but pray for the soul of this nation, because Jesus right now is the winner man.
Yes.
He is the one that is standing with his sword drawn.
Yes.
And we have to plead the cause before the Lord. Yes. On behalf of Barbados and the people of Jesus Barbados. Christ. If you're going to vote according to the will and purpose of God.
Apostle Chris.
And why is voting then important? Because it's the one opportunity you and I have on a seasonal fashion to express your opinion, how you feel about a matter. The one of the critical times where we're able to stand out and use the power that's given to us.
Yes, please.
Most of the time, these guys, the politicians and the leaders, conduct their business until election time comes around, because they depend on us to help them make choices or help to reinstate them into a position of power and might. Similarly, it is also our responsibility to demand some things from them.
Yeah.
We need to demand from them that they lead the country that we live in a godly manner, that God will always be the God of Barbados.
Yes.
Because really, in actual fact, the only two options available, you either have God or you have good or evil. God is good, you know where evil comes from. And he has no compassion about what he does. He just, his purpose is to crush, kill, and destroy. God's matter, on the other hand, is to redeem us.
Yes,
to bring us back into our purpose, where we find who we are, where we know what we're supposed to do, because we have written documents ahead and at our disposal, that we could find out what God says to us. And believe me, we could trust what God says. Over the thousands of years the world has existed, God has never changed. We're the ones changing. Because God doesn't change, he's reliable, he's factual, he's truthful. Everything he says, he will do.
Yes.
And we have to learn at these critical times, when there's so much dogma going around, that we could trust in our God.
Yes.
Amen. We have to choose God above these things, this noise around us, these opinions, the agendas that we have around us. We have to choose God over it all, that God will have his purpose in our lives, and what he wants for our nation will be accomplished. Praise, we want to say that in Jesus' name.
Praise. Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Let's hear Elder Octave, please.
The book of Matthew chapter 5 says, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. As such, as believers, we are to bring influence to our communities where we see issues that affect our moral value, to influence our culture, to uphold moral values and social justice. These are the areas where we are to be instrumental and show forth our influence. As such, for those of us who think that we should not be involved in politics in any form or fashion, I remind you of the Old Testament where Joseph was the ruler of Egypt, and through him, Egypt was saved. We looked at the book of Judges, and we see all of those individuals who were instrumental in ruling and bringing influence to the nation of Israel. We see Daniel in his role as a ruler. We see Moses. Therefore, I put it to you, my brothers and sisters, to hold the moral value and the fabric of a society, we as believers should be upholding what God has called us to be the light of the earth and salt. Where we see stuff that's out of alignment, bring God's influence to it and see change, positive change in any and all environment. That is my sister.
Thank you so much, Octave. I think that we are going to see God shake the nation by his power and his might. Yeah. Because one of the things that I'm impressed about at this time is the first that I've seen the church praying in a united, collective manner.
That's important.
And God will stand up
and
respond to his church. God will not speak to a politician. God's not going to speak to a governor. God's not going to speak to the doctor because he's a doctor. God will speak to his church. But God will wait till the church gets up and do what she's supposed to do. So the church is arising and she's shining.
Amen.
She's doing the will and purpose of God in Barbados. And I commend that.
Yes.
And I pray that we'll continue as a church in Barbados to work together, not pulling down each other, undermining each other, speaking negative of each other, or being jealous of each other. But we recognize that we're all one body.
Amen.
We all need each other. And God has called us to do various things. The hand do one thing, the foot will do something else, the eyes can't say, well, I want to be the foot. The foot can't say, well, I don't feel good down here. I need to be the head. We have to function where we are called to function.
Mm-hmm.
Where God has placed us, whatever role that God has called you to perform in this nation, do it with power and might and under the authority of the Holy Ghost. And that's how we can succeed. So I declare peace to the Barbados. Yes. I declare peace to this nation.
Peace.
I declare clarity at the polls for everybody.
Amen.
I declare the influence of the Holy Ghost to every voter.
Amen.
On the 11th day of February.
Yes.
That only the Holy Ghost will influence.
Yes.
And not man. In Jesus' name. And the Holy Ghost will shut their ears, everybody's ears, to any other voice. And let the Holy Ghost's voice be the voice that everybody hears.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, the will and purpose of God for this nation will be done.
Amen.
We have to press in there.
Yes.
And we have to keep declaring it. And we have to keep saying it. We want to see this nation return to the place that God will have it to be. A place of godliness. A place of right living. A place where we put God first. And we pray to God again. At every function, we invite God to our table. We invite God to our function. Take God to our conferences. We invite God. The God that has been the people's guide past 300 years. So I bless all the listeners today. And I declare wisdom and knowledge and the power of God, and the presence of God, and the peace of God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Apostle. All praise and honor and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into our program on Life 97.5 FM. Join us each and every Friday at 11:30 a.m. as we explore God's Word that will change and transform your life. We look forward to a move of God as we journey together in God's glory. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.